Hello, everyone, and I'm happy to have this opportunity to share with you today about the Campus Care Suicide Prevention Program that was established at ASU way back with the first round of the Garrett Lee Smith Campus Suicide Prevention Grants. And ASU was funded in Cohort 1 and Cohort 2, and I was privileged to be a part of the group that was coordinating the grant. So the framework of the program at ASU relied on partnerships across the university that transcended departments and disciplines, and we used a public health approach that incorporated primary prevention strategies as a core of our efforts. And I really attribute these two characteristics of our program as the key to continuing several of the components of the program, including the campus care awareness and skill building training programs. We did not use a quote unquote canned gatekeeper training. We developed our own primarily because of the primary prevention component that we were emphasizing. ASU Counseling Services and ASU Wellness worked together to co-coordinate the grant program, and during the 6 years that we were funded, we established a very strong working relationship that integrated both departments and gave us significant roles in developing the training program, working together as teams where staff would go out, one counseling center staff, one wellness staff would go out and provide the training, and then in analyzing the program evaluation and determining how we wanted across the departments to improve the training so that it could be as successful as possible. During the time that we were working on the grant, we discussed how we wanted to move forward, particularly at that time when, you know, we realized that the program coordinator that was being paid through the grant was not going to be paid through the grant. How are we really going to continue to stay the course in terms of the type of training program that we had put into place? And what we did was we assigned responsibilities within each of the departments to take on within ASU Wellness the coordination of the logistical part of the program, making sure that we together are on the schedule for the different trainings that come up every year annually, and making sure that we're promoting the campus care training program with the various groups of gatekeepers across ASU and student leaders that we want to make sure are getting the training. And then counseling services by providing trainers and additional staff who could work together during those peak training times, for example, during housing training, where we're training 500 students and paraprofessionals, and we have multiple training sessions. We need a team of trainers who can go out simultaneously and provide the training. So we would work together to make sure that the staff is trained and to ensure that we're continuing to fulfill our training commitment to the university. So one of the things that we learned along the way was really the benefits of incorporating primary prevention strategies into our gatekeeper training. So our role is in part during the training to help the group of trainees to understand, given their position within the university and their role, what they can do to help create a caring campus community. So for example, the role of resident assistants is in part to help students get connected, to provide opportunities for students to establish supportive friendship groups, to provide opportunities for students to learn to cope with stress, and to create a caring community, a community of students who use and role model the use of feeling words, for example, and talk about feelings and ask how are you and really mean to get a true answer to that question and take the time to listen. So what we learned in the process was that students and student leaders and gatekeeper folks needed to learn not only, and at least from our philosophy, needed to learn not only how to identify signs of distress and help people to get to the services that could support them during difficult times, to ask the question, et cetera, but that we also really wanted to build, to move upstream in the public health model and to really charge our community with creating opportunities for students to cope with stress, to minimize stress, and to hopefully reduce their experiences of distress. And one of the reasons that we decided to continue using this model is because, frankly, this is our philosophy. We have a very, very large student body. We have more than 70,000 students at four campuses in the Phoenix area. And we need to really be able to trust and train individuals across the university to take on this role of helper, of people who can work with students who are heading towards emotional distress and helping them to get back on their feet and or to get into services if that's what is needed. We really believe that moving upstream to reduce distress will ultimately result in a smaller proportion of the student population requiring crisis intervention, which is more time intensive and requires a more highly trained staff and has more negative outcome possibilities. So we also believe that our resources are better utilized, again, when we call upon the entire community to reduce and respond to emotional distress. And then when everyone has a role and knows their role, we can be more effective and reducing and responding to emotional distress. So ultimately, we have continued to do a number of the programs that were started during the grant. And I attribute this to the same two key features of the partnership and the recognition of the value of primary prevention strategies in our suicide prevention efforts as being the foundation for our ability and intention to continue these programs. Thank you.